Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
Here we go. They need a touchdown to win, or a touchdown to go ahead. Rodgers, option, pitch, didn't get it, they stopped him. Cal Thornton, the captain linebacker, with a game-saving play and a loss of one.
That was the call as seen and heard on Peacock. Paul Burmeister on the call alongside Colt McCoy. The Apple Cup goes the way of the Washington State Cougars, 24-19. Cougs, rejoice.
Spicy little game. If you just looked at the box scores of this game, you would think that Washington ran away with it. Will Rogers, incredibly effective, 23 of 31, 314, over 10 yards per attempt, a touchdown. Jonah Coleman averages over 5 yards a carry. Giles Jackson goes for 8 catches, a 162. I mean, you just go up and down the list. You're just sitting there like, okay, you win the turnover battle. You win, you know, at the point of attack. You're winging the ball all over the field, but they just couldn't punch the freaking ball in the end zone.
That is a ton of credit to Washington State and also head scratcher. You are on the 1 yard line and you have Jonah Coleman,
who's a wrecking crew.
And you just heard it right there, speed option.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
That's getting a little too cute.
Yeah. On fourth and goal, and I get it, you want to get to the, see if you can get to the edge, because you do have Jonah Coleman. Obviously, Washington State is going to load inside because of how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to the edge with a quarterback that is not, for as good as he is as a thrower, Will Rogers, not a runner.
No.
Not a runner.
No.
And you run the speed option. Okay. I mean, that hurts. That hurts it's a little bit, right?
It's getting a little too cute.
A little bit too cute. But I give all of the credit to Washington State, though, making the play, not being fooled by it, playing keys. And that was kind of the story of that Apple Cup, right? Washington, and we talked about this, the Cougs were a boom or bust team through the first couple of weeks of the season. Like, it was explosive plays. They would jump on you, and then it would be like, ah, well, a lot of drives just aren't working out, right? Mm-hmm. But they won with consistency. Washington had more explosive plays. But Washington State held their own and played more discipline for 60 minutes. Penalties, Washington 16 for 135 yards, that nipped them in the butt over and over and over and over again. They looked like they were in a good spot. Boom. A lot of uncharacteristic type penalties too. You got a couple of unsportsman likes in there. You had one on both team, you know, rivalry game, mixing it up a little bit. But the Cougs had fewer penalties. They had more sacks, more tackles for loss. They came up and played a more clean all-around game. And you watch a team that was playing with the chip on their shoulder. That was the Cougs, man. And you can't help but feel for Jake Dickert after the field. He was on Peacock with Zora Stevenson, their sideline reporter. I love this.
The Apple Cup will be heading home with the Cougars. How?
Grit, toughness. I love this team. They stayed here for this. Sorry, I'm emotional, but I love these guys. They love each other. We said we were going to win this game, not because we hated them, but because we loved each other. And that's what you saw there for four quarters.
That's awesome.
It is, man. We had Dickert, obviously, in the Pac-12 media days, and there was just something you and I, when we got done with him, we remember talking, like, because we had a long break between him and the next guy that was up, and I was like, there's something about this guy, right? And you're like, yeah, no, there's some juice in this guy. It's real. And you can tell he does give a damn, and there's real love for his guys. Like, this isn't an inherently bad thing. There are coaches that are always chasing the next thing. I think Jed Fish is one of those coaches, until he gets to where he wants to be, which is ultimately Florida, which that job's coming open.
Oh, boy.
Probably next week.
Billy Napier. Well, they had a Board of Regents meeting yesterday, Florida did, which is never good. No. And there's the reports that they had pooled the money for the buyout already.
Yeah. I think they're those. I think it's coming next week,
or by the end of this sentence.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen in the next 25 minutes, it's probably not happening.
There's one thing the SEC is known for: it's patience.
Which happens faster, Billy Napier's
dismissal,
looming firing, or the time that it took for Christian McCaffrey to be maybe heading to the IR, and then on Saturday, oh yeah, by the way, he's on the IR. Yeah,
like I said, the NFL is going to have something to say about that. For all of the they found no wrongdoing stuff with the 49ers, they told him he's going to IR. That is. I will tighten my tinfoil on that.
Tighten that bad boy.
There's just no way.
Tighten that bad boy up.
But back to the Apple Cup. Is there any more of a gamer in college football than John Mateer?
No. He is perfect for if you have a coach that wants to preach grit and toughness and, you know, maybe not making every single play over the course of a game, but the plays that matter. That's John Mateer. Yeah. He is.
There's no NFL quarterback here. This is new era Jared Zabransky.
He is fun, man.
Where you just like whatever you need to have happen in a given moment that matters.
Yep.
There he is.
Yep.
And it's just, he's going to, this is the kind of guy who, when his career's done, anytime he's ever in Pullman, will never have to buy a drink anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something cool about that where you're like, are you going to be a first ballot NFL Hall of Fame quarterback? Are you Peyton Manning back in Knoxville? No. But you're a dude who, no matter what, there's a level of I don't know, you only get it in college football.
And this win meant so much to Washington State fans.
Look,
they showed out at Lumen, too. And that was
questionable coming in.
Everything heading into that game was they can't move tickets. It's going to be a complete home field advantage for Washington. You know, the big 10 versus Mountain West reality is apparent in Pullman and in Seattle. And meanwhile, in the state of Oregon, it was Oregon State fans trying to scream at the mountaintops, no, we are going to show out. We are going to be the ones that are going to be loud. Oregon State sold out Reser Stadium. And boy, it came game day, and those two narratives kind of flipped because Coug fans, they were loud. You hear the roar of that crowd on that fourth down stand that we played. You hear how loud it was behind Dickert on the field in the post game. Those Coug fans, man, they showed up, and it was like a dreary day up there in up in Seattle. That was cool, and it meant a whole hell of a lot to Washington State fans. I'm happy for the Cougs and their fan base that they got that win, man.
And they're now in the receiving votes category of the top 25.
And the interesting thing will be, remember last year, Washington State, they came out, they started 4-0, they opened up Pac-12 play with a big win over Oregon State, and then the wheels started to kind of fall off. And they came back to earth very quickly in Pullman. This year, though, you're not playing that same Pac-12 schedule, right? They won't have as daunting of a path, but there's a little bit of that fear that, all right, you get this landmark win, you get the marquee win, and that was similar to that Oregon State win. That was a top 15 win for the Cougs last year when the Beavs went up to Pullman and they were able to escape with a 38-35 win. Remember that game came down to the wire. They had what was the lead that it was 28-14 at halftime, and I think after heading into the third quarter, it was 35-14. The Cougs were up, mm-hmm. and they dang near lost that game. And it came down to the wire, and DJU had a huge second half for mm-hmm. Oregon State. Well, after that, their remaining schedule, they went 1-7 after that. You know, the lone win being against Colorado. This year, you look at it, though, and your schedule is more Mountain West. Mm-hmm. You got San Jose State, then you go to Boise State, to Fresno State.
That Boise State game is looming large.
Yeah.
That might be a winner of that game could be your representative type of deal for the group of five.
Well, Cougs and Beavs don't
get that. Oh, that's right, they can't, yeah.
They don't get that. They have to be ranked high enough because they're not Mountain West reps. So that Boise State game does loom large over Boise State, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to be in the picture. But it also, for Washington State, it's huge for you, too, because if you get over that hurdle, mm-hmm. and then you just start picking off wins left and right, then all of a sudden you're going to be looking at it at the end of the year. Where does Washington State sit? And, you know, the big games are fewer and further between. And there isn't a Washington with three NFL wide receivers and a first round pick at quarterback sitting at the end of your schedule. The end of their schedule is New Mexico, Oregon State, and Wyoming. Little less daunting.
Yeah, it's a little
less daunting to go through. So for Washington State, this is a huge win. It could be a launching point, but you always do have that fear. The war of attrition. Injuries that could mount up. John Mateer is a gamer. He is a dude that plays with reckless abandon that I think or Washington State fans love about him. But also, can you take that many hits over a 12-week season? That's a big one as well. That you have to keep an eye on.
That's the question you always have. Anytime a quarterback's putting the ball down that many times, you just kind of go,
how about them Cougs, though?
It was a fun game.
How about them
Cougs? Nice little bit of drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
It was fun. All right. We have one more college football note that I want to get to. And then we'll dive into a lot of NFL because what a week two it was in the National Football League. As we have a texter on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Brings up a pretty good point. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, this is probably one of the more bizarre stories that we'll see in college football this year.
Oh, silly, silly, silly boy.
Yeah.
Give it time.
Yeah.
There's always something very stupid. Like, I don't know, somebody poisoning a tree?
Well, as a texter point out on the Vancouver Ford text line, Portland State forgot to tell Washington that there was a serious case of whooping going on.
Yeah, holy, what the hell?
Portland State's game this past weekend canceled against South Dakota due to a positive case of whooping cough.
And an outbreak.
Well, I was reading a press release earlier today that Portland State put out, and they said that they had one positive case of whooping cough by a player, and then they had gone back, and obviously position group meetings, close quarters, locker room, all that stuff. They said that there was a lot of points of contact around teammates who'd been in close contact, but then they had a string of upper respiratory illnesses that players were having and kind of the unverified nature of it. I mean, to think of how many guys were potentially sick leading up to that South Dakota game, to cancel a game, That's a lot, man.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing you hear coming out of like a fourth world nation.
It's
you know what I mean? Like, game was canceled because of whooping cough, and you're like,
yeah.
Huh?
What? How's this happen? Now, like when you have a kid, you got to get your Tdap, right? Mm-hmm. And that'll prevent whooping cough when you're around babies. But like it's something you don't really think about unless you're a child or you have very small children. And so to have a game canceled, wild. What they did, though, is they said, according to the press release that Portland State put out, they put everybody on a 5-day round of antibiotics and mm-hmm. we're like, we're going to
quarantine, go home, deal with this. Yeah.
We're nip this thing in the bud and we're going to make sure it doesn't affect us moving forward. I just got a press release from Mike Lund over at Portland State. Does mm-hmm. a phenomenal job as the SID. Vikings will return to play at Boise State this weekend. So they will be going to Boise State. It won't be multiple games canceled due to whooping cough. It really is. That is a weird way for a game to get canceled.
Yeah.
Whooping cough.
Yeah. Don't expect that one. That's the chop that up to the the wild, wild world of college sports.
Yeah. And that, like, they didn't know. And, like, you're like, well, how do you, you got some guys that are sick. Apparently, they didn't know until, like, Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, why would you?
Yeah. They're sitting there like, oh, boy.
Remember we had that case of the Black Plague that popped up here in Oregon a couple years ago? Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, was that a cat? Was that they got it from, like, a cat?
Yeah, but it was like, you think you're sick, and you're like, oh, I'm sick. Not...
No. I got the plague?
I got the plague, the thing that, like, damn near wiped out humanity. Like, you don't think about that stuff until, all of a sudden you go get tested, and you find out, oh, God, if I didn't get this checked, I'd be dead.
Yeah. Be on the lookout, whooping cough, out on the streets.
It's tough out here.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you want to get a good pass rush, though. You just start maybe right before the play, just start. You get that offensive lineman back right up.
We know that's not true.
They'll be like, I'm fine. Yeah. Bring it. So, bring on that whooping cough. So, yeah, the Vikings going to be back this week, Boise State. No more whooping cough. Concern.
What do they do with the game? They just go no counties?
Yeah, I mean, it's just canceled. That's like a no counties. We'll just say maybe next time.
I mean, it's interesting, right? Just like the whole idea, like, hey, we're gonna come all the way down here and then we're gonna get here and then go nope.
Yeah, so this is the first game for Portland State to be canceled since 9/11. Because the FCS didn't play the COVID year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
First canceled game for Portland State since 9/11. When they called games off that week. God. Yeah. That game was made up later in the season. This one, I don't think they're going to make it up.
You don't think so?
I don't think they're going to bring the Coyotes
back out
and play that football game.
Yeah, it's true. Because they already, like, if they had canceled it, like, a couple of days ahead.
Yeah.
And you don't already do the travel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just seems like
this text, whooping cough? Hope nobody died of dysentery. No, whooping cough
is
real.
It's not the Oregon Trail.
I remember in college, there was this guy who had whooping cough, and he was like in like the common area. Hmm. He's like, yeah, man, I got whooping cough. It's like no big deal, though. Like, it's not that contagious. And there was like...
The most contagious thing known to man.
There was an RA that was like a nursing student that walked by, and he was like, no. You need to, like, get out of here now. Like, you can't just say it's not contagious.
It's like one of the most contagious things. Like, it spreads very easily.
Yeah, that's the whole problem with it. You should not be saying this is not a big deal. You and your roommate need to leave.
Yeah, you need to go quarantine, and your roommate's sorry, he's your roommate.
Yeah, like, that was, like, the first time that prior to that, like, I was a freshman in college. Like, I had no idea what...
No, like, whooping cough sounds like something that killed somebody in the 1600s.
That's right.
It does not sound like anything that you have today.
That's right. But luckily, like, that RA walked by when they did because it was like, oh. Because
everybody would have just been chilling.
Yeah. I would have been totally like, oh, well, that sucks. Good luck with that whooping cough. No clue. No clue whatsoever. So, tough out there in the streets.
There you go.
Go Vikings.
There you go.
Go win.
Well, speaking of no clue, Carolina Panthers have absolutely no clue with what they're going to do after, well, pulling the plug. Maybe the earliest we've ever seen it. We'll get to that and more on the worst day of the week. But first, here's the big Kahuna Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Well, it has happened. Talked about it coming into this week.
Oh, Nelly.
Is Bryce Young on the path to becoming the next Jamarcus Russell? The answer is yes. He completed 18 passes this weekend for 84 yards.
It has been so brutal to watch Bryce Young play quarterback. And it's not wholly on him, but I think he's
not helping anything.
Well, because he can't help anything. Because of the fact of the matter is that his stature, his skill set,
lack of arm strength,
combined with the lack of talent around him, is an absolute dumpster fire in Carolina. And 6 points was the easiest line of the week. Maybe the easiest line ever in the National Football League. The Chargers minus six on the road. Good golly, Miss Molly. It was 20-0 at halftime. And in a blink of an eye, you're like, there's no chance that Carolina has to cover this game, let alone win this game.
When they drafted Bryce Young, when I'm done with a quarterback, I'm done with them relatively quickly, whether it's Bryce Young or Justin Fields or whoever. I looked at that and I went, okay, he's not the most accurate passer on the face of the planet. He's not Michael Vick back there. He doesn't have an absolute howitzer for an arm. Like, I could not see how he was going to be successful in the NFL, because you're talking about a guy who's in the first percentile in size. He's, on the whole, the smallest starting quarterback in modern NFL history. It was like, well, he could be like Drew Brees. He's accurate. It's like, no, he's not that accurate. And it's not like he's out there and has the ability to push the ball down the field like you couldn't believe. Like, Tua looks like freaking, you know, Josh Allen, arm strength-wise, compared to him. And Tua doesn't have the biggest arm. And there's nothing redemptive about him and I hate piling on the kid. I really do. But there's nothing about him where it's like, oh, if you got some talent around him, you got some coaching, you can see it. Because there's nothing that he does so exceptionally well enough to offset all of the shortcomings. And I don't know if this is going to be the Panthers pulling the plug on the Bryce Young experiment entirely, but boy, did the head coach, Canales, just get out there and, well, pretty much say that it was.
I want to keep that private. What I would like to say, though, is this is something after I watched the film, I looked at it, had a thought, started working on talking to the guys that we make decisions with. Certainly a lot of parties involved there. And ultimately this comes on me, and my number one responsibility is to help the Panthers win. And so this move, I believe, puts us in the best chance to do that this week.
They're worried about some winning in the immediacy, which that leads me to believe this wasn't Canales' call entirely. This sounds like Tepper interfering, but also it was Tepper that greenlit the trade that ultimately landed them Bryce Young.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that this has anything to do with, you know, winning or even Dave Canales having faith or lack thereof in Bryce Young. But when you have two performances like you saw to Bryce Young on top of what we saw last year from Bryce Young, you can't allow the locker room to lose complete faith in your quarterback and roll a guy out that you know is not the best quarterback in the building right now, because Andy Dalton is there. And we can say what we want about Andy Dalton, his ability to win or lead a team to victories at this point in his career especially. But at the same time, we went through this a lot last week, right? The backup quarterbacks. There's only three backup quarterbacks in the NFL that, according to Vegas, gives their team a better chance to win than the current starter. They are Mason Rudolph in Tennessee, Drew Lock in New York, and by a full point and a half difference, according to Vegas, it's Andy Dalton over Bryce
Young. The ghost of Andy Dalton.
And you think of that, where Vegas thinks that, the guys in the locker room see it. They know it too. And when you're out there and you have zero faith in your quarterback, look, Bryce Young may not be on the Carolina Panthers next year, but of the 58 guys that are on the roster, a lot of them will be.
Yes.
And Dave Canales is at a crossroads where you will lose whoever will be on that roster next year if you continue to roll out Bryce Young because you want to have this redemptive arc, or you think that, hey, we can develop him. No, you need the guy that can help them win and win right now, because for the guys that are on the roster next year, you're going to be their coach. Mm-hmm. Well, if David Tepper doesn't fire his head coach again and blame it on you. But for everybody else that won't be on that roster, it's you're letting everybody else down, and now you're getting into my pocket because I play for the Carolina Panthers and we suck, and maybe I didn't get the ball, or maybe sacks are going to rack up with Bryce Young because he can't get the ball out quick enough, and I'm an offensive lineman and I may not be good here and I may be not long for the Carolina Panthers, but you're going to affect my ability to get another job somewhere else. So all of those things played a factor in this, and I think right now it is – they're hoping just to get some sort of boost in the locker room, because it has been 2 weeks of dreadful quarterback play.
This is what the transaction looks like going back to 2023. The Bears traded away the number one overall pick to the Panthers and number nine overall pick to the Eagles. The Bears received wide receiver DJ Moore, offensive lineman Darnell Wright, cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, Caleb Williams, their punter in the 2024 draft, Torrey Taylor, and they still have yet to receive a 2025 second-round pick, which will probably be the number one overall pick in the second round.
This is going to go down as one of the worst trades in NFL history. Like, it may go down. Like the Herschel Walker one.
It's the triplets.
Herschel Walker led to multiple Super Bowls.
Yes.
Right? That is the one. But this may be just as egregious, if not more egregious, in that
the equity
you traded in order to get Bryce Young, who is going to be your franchise quarterback, and you didn't need to do it.
No,
you didn't need to trade up to one to get Bryce Young. Everybody in the NFL was like, after the draft, was like, meh. And usually you get a lot of smoke screens. There's a lot of honesty in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we weren't going to do that anyways.
No, but nobody wanted Bryce Young.
You were worried about Houston wanting Bryce Young? No, they fell in love with C.J. Stroud, and you're seeing how that's working out right now.
That's what I think exacerbates the trade even more, with the fact that C.J. Stroud is there. It's very similar to Jamarcus Russell, where you look at the next two picks after Jamarcus Russell are first ballot Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yikes, dog.
Yup.
And it puts them in a very precarious situation, to say the least. Bryce Young's not the only one, though, of the young quarterbacks who may have the plug pulled immediately on them.
Yeah, I think the next one's going to be Will Levis.
Yep.
I think Will Levis is going to be the next one. You heard last week, Brian Callahan, the head coach of the Titans, said, was if we punted on first down every drive in the second half, we would have had a better shot to win. Will Levis had another just absolute head-scratcher of a interception where he just flipped it out. It's like, oh, my God. And that cost them the game against the Jets.
And the thing about Levis is the difference between Levis and Young, you can at least understand the Levis stuff because he does have the capacity to make some plays, and he does have a big arm. But, boy, are the boneheaded mistakes, are they egregious.
Well, and Brian Callahan, with this comment and the one last week, he's climbing up my favorite quote machine head coach in the NFL.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. So, yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in a red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Dummy.
No filter. Yeah. And by the way,
he told his quarterback the exact same thing.
No, he clearly told his quarterback when he said the cameras caught it. Yeah. What the F were you thinking?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Glad he has that relationship with him. It's not dancing around it.
Get ready for Mason Rudolph in Tennessee. Get ready for Mason Rudolph in Tennessee.
Get ready to speak Mandarin.
Well, they had a chance to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't like the Jets were carving them up offensively, that's for sure.
No, the Jets have got their issues and they got their warts, but they could be 2-0 right now. Think about that with the mm-hmm. Tennessee Titans. They could be 2-0 because remember last week the Bears got a win when Tennessee was up 17-0 and they lost 24-17. This past week against the Jets, the Tennessee Titans were tied 17-17 heading into the fourth quarter. They lose 24-17 again. In both of those games, your quarterback gave up points mm-hmm. in the red zone where you had a chance to score points and separate yourselves in a game where you live on the margins in the mm-hmm. NFL. You have 2 one-score games and your quarterback...
You flipped them.
It has absolutely cost you a score in both of those games. That is unacceptable, and that's when... Mason Rudolph's probably going to be the guy who steps in as a backup over the starter before Drew Lock does for Daniel Jones in the New York Giants.
All right. Well, we talked about two bad quarterbacks. You want to talk about a good quarterback?
I want good quarterbacks. All right,
let's talk about a little good quarterback plays. Baker Mayfield continues to roll for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're on Danny Dusty, 10 of the Fan. It wasn't quite the offensive showcase that we maybe thought was going to come our way with Bucs and Lions, but it ended up being a hell of a game. A showdown where the best quarterback in the field wasn't Jared Goff, but Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield didn't rack up 300 yards passing, but it was Baker made plays consistently, and he got his butt handed to him. Sacked 5 times on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden Hutchinson was living in the backfield. And the thing that I love about... It's like John Mateer, right, at Washington mm-hmm. State.
Gamer.
Where... Baker has done this now 2 seasons in a row with what he did last year in Tampa, and through the first 2 weeks of the season, he's been more efficient than the Baker that we've known. He had a pick yesterday, but it is when you need Baker Mayfield to make a play, he is making it now. Mm-hmm. And there's like this irrational confidence that Baker Mayfield has that was broken when he was in Cleveland. You're starting to see it. You start to see it bloom again. He played like a top 5 quarterback in the NFL last year.
Yes.
And this year, in this game, especially against the Detroit Lions, where it was ugly, it got grimy, it was a gritty game, he made plays. Now, Dan Campbell and the Lions, they screwed up. Campbell said it after the game, right? This one's on me. This one's on mm-hmm. the head coach. Head coach screwed it up. The having like 20 guys on the field at the end of half when your offense is running a play as you're trying to get your field goal unit on to kick a field goal at the end of the half, can't have that,
no.
Right? But the game got grimy. It got weird. And Baker Mayfield showed up and made plays when it mattered the most. And that, I love that for Baker Mayfield. You think of an offense where they had, was it 116 yards of total offense or 216 yards mm-hmm. of total offense, 216 of total offense. In 2024 in the National Football League, they won a game.
Yeah, and the interesting thing here is the Lions, who last week dog walked the team into the end zone
yeah.
and just ground them into a pulp in overtime and said, we're going to run the ball down your throat, threw the ball 56 bleeping times. Yep.
And Jared Goff, you saw some bad Jared Goff come around. Todd Bowles had it dialed up.
Well, 55 times, I think you're going to put yourself in that situation.
A couple picks, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown got dinged up in that game. Yeah. Like,
we haven't got the update on him yet, but it looks like he's going to be a little dinged up.
It said that last I read was, and I saw it on the ESPN little bottom line mm-hmm. ticker, that he avoided major injury, which, look, Amon-Ra St. Brown, what played half the year with broken ribs last
yes.
year, if it's not major injury, then Amon-Ra St. Yeah. Brown is going to be playing.
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
He is a lunatic.
But
so
you,
is his dad.
You look at what the Lions were able to do running the ball. They were incredibly efficient
yep.
running the ball, and it's like, why didn't you keep running? Like, I get it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary was non-existent Like, I'm not just saying that in the game. I'm talking about getting into that game. Most of their secondary was out.
Yeah, injured.
So you're just sitting there going, throw it. I get the temptation to do that. But you're running the ball effectively, and what has been your bread and butter is that you run to set up Jared Goff.
And you got those road pavers, man. You are set at tackle. You are set on your entire offensive line, one of the best O-lines in all of football.
Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow, you just run behind those guys. And your pass rush on the other side is teeing off. Aiden Hutchinson had 4.5 sacks, and he had 5 quarterback hits on top of that.
Lions lioned, man. The Lions.
It did not look like what we have seen from the Lions for the past 18 months. But also give credit to the Bucs, because we talked about this going into the season, where I said the team that I was kind of watching out for, they're just going to be a good team, and people are going to learn to respect them, is the Bucs because of Baker Mayfield. It's a weird, weird spot to be, to think like what this team is and what they're going to be. They're going to be like a 10-win team. Nothing special, but they're a good team. And Baker Mayfield is not getting the level of respect that he should be given after last year.
No, Baker's playing well, man. And you look at them and the Saints. The NFC South was, you know, supposed to be the joke of a division.
How much do you think the Browns would give right now for Baker Mayfield to be their quarterback?
A lot.
$240 million guaranteed?
Probably not that much, because I don't think they're ever going to give anybody that ever again. They want to go back to the days of having the jersey with the names all over it instead of having Deshaun Watson just planted at the top. I think that's a better life right now than when you had. But, hey, they did beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Which I don't know if that's saying a whole hell of a lot when you have Trevor Lawrence saying this.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I don't. Pretty shocked. You know, obviously, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out. So,
yikes.
How do you sort through that? If you just holistically, not even just the Jaguars, if you're a team that profiles as a young, up-and-coming, good quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, or insert quarterback here, and you go through camp, and you go through preseason, because, look, everyone convinces themselves, unless you're the Panthers or the Giants, that you have something. You can surprise. Maybe not be a playoff team, but be better than people expect. And if you're the Jaguars, your goal is the playoffs. And you come out and you look like this in the first 2 weeks. Like, what does that do to your head?
I think what is going on in Jacksonville right now is it's just not the first 2 weeks of the season. That loss was Trevor Lawrence's 7th consecutive loss as a starter. It's deeper than that. Remember, he got banged up. He was like, once he's healthy, you know, he'll be fine. They'll get back. This is 7 consecutive losses with Lawrence as your starting quarterback. And when you have those seeds of doubt starting to creep in as to your productivity, your offense, and being able to get off the ground, I mean, it's been brutal. And I think that it's not just a Trevor Lawrence issue to start the first 2 weeks of the season. You look across the league, we've talked about this, right? Mm-hmm. In that it is, yards are hard to come by.
The quarterback play, there has been subpar around the NFL through 2 weeks.
Yeah, and this week it was better. You had more 300-yard passing games. Geno went off. I think he's heading into Monday Night Football. He's a week 2 passing leader. He threw for 327 against New England. But you had Geno, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff as your 300-yard passers. And think about that. It took Goff 55 attempts. Yeah. To get there.
You had a lot Geno of sub 180-yard passers. I mean, 84 yards for Bryce Young. You had, what, Danny Dimes at a buck 70.
12 quarterbacks threw under 190 yards this week. And at 192 was Will Levis, who we heard what his coach had to say about him, right? Yards are hard to come by, and that's why you say, all right, early kinks in the season, they happen, right? Your offense takes a little while to get going, especially when you're not playing guys in the preseason, all yada, yada, yada. I think what everybody else has been saying over the first 2 weeks of the year. But you go back 5 more games for Trevor Lawrence, and I think that is where it is a little bit more concerning. And you're going, all right, when is the dam going to break for him? When are they going to get over the hump offensively? Because it's not just 2 weeks, it's 7 games
for Jacksonville that their offense has been sputtering.
Here's your fun little moment with numbers. Three of the top four passers this past week lost.
Yeah.
Three of the bottom four.
And Geno, it took Geno overtime to win.
Mm-hmm. But three of your bottom four won.
Yeah.
The loss there being Bryce Young. But Justin Herbert, Malik Willis, Justin Fields threw for 130 yards or less. And let me tell you, watching those three quarterbacks play was physically painful.
Well, Herbert is, you don't need to throw the ball when you just pound the ball down Carolina's throat and know they can't score.
Fair, but also that interception was nasty.
Yep. They happen.
There again, the nasty, you look at the interceptions this weekend, there were really bad ones. Not
have you watched the NFL?
I know, but like a lot of like, what the hell are you doing stuff? And it's like, it's not just the young guys. It's up and down. Just, you're just sitting there going, I don't know, maybe we just got so used to Brady, Manning, Rodgers, the consistency with which they were great. No, it's not that we don't have great quarterback play right now.
I think defenses are getting better.
You think that's what it is?
Well, yes. And that's why you're seeing teams run the ball a lot more effectively.
Swinging it back.
Is because what have linebackers done? Linebackers have got leaner and faster, and they're playing side to side. We talked about this, and think of the conversion and how long it's taken. Remember 2 years ago, it was the big talking point was, defenses are capping the back end. You're seeing far more too high looks at safety. Well, you're playing too high safeties because you're taking a guy out of the box. You're taking somebody out from the front seven and you're putting them back, or you're eight in the box, and you're putting another guy back, right? So now you're looking at true seven-man fronts and easier to run the ball, especially with leaner linebacking cores. And then also edge rushers are not built to stop the run. They're getting paid to pin their ears back, bend the corner, and get to a quarterback. So you're seeing more success running the football because at the line of scrimmage and at the point of attack, it's completely changed. And so when you have more defenders in coverage, obviously in defenses now wholly tailored to that, the pendulum does swing back. And this is what everybody's been saying for over a decade now, is the pendulum will eventually swing back and you will have running the football becoming more and more paramount to success in football, and especially at the NFL level. You've seen it fully take effect. The pendulum is on the other side this year because defenses have gone so far in the other direction that offenses are countering back with it. It's going to lead to a lot of lower scoring games. And a lot of teams that have really good running backs, see the New Orleans Saints and Alvin Kamara, who looks healthy, he looks back. Those quarterbacks are going to be able to thrive and push the ball downfield more because teams aren't going to be able to sit back and keep everything underneath.
Well, two of those premier quarterbacks went at it. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes.
Oof, what a game.
Had themselves a hell of a game. And then we had the primetime game between the Bears and Texans, and you might see supremacy popping up for a new AFC quarterback. All that and more coming up here in hour number three on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.